of the Mitzvah in our day, which it would, but it represents a certain mainstream of Torah thought, Torah activity, a willingness, an expression of B'chol Ma'asecha Yehiyu L'Shem Shamayim, and to do, to first of all, to recognize our mission. Mission is a very important word. Every individual and every community must understand its mission from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He brought us down into this world with a certain shlichus, which every individual carries out in this particular situation. And the same thing refers to the tzibur. Perhaps our mission today is slightly different from that of 100 years ago, or even 70 years ago in this country, after the war, 60 years ago. But we do have a mission. Kvod Shamayim is the underlying principle of that mission. And we try to carry it out as best we can. And the fact that there are people who think about this and are here to participate is a chizuk to all of us in the Aguda. And I hope that by coming to the convention, you yourself will become this nisoirer, that the convention provides an opportunity for several things. First of all, for us, Nidbru Yirei Hashem Ishul Chayayu, to engage in mutual chizuk and gain his hisoiris, that there is something to do for one's neshama, for the tzibur, for Klal Yisrael. And secondly, Ish Yisrayehu Yazdehu V'lo'achim Yem Mechazok, as the pasuk says. The importance of an organization like a Gris Yisrael is that it represents a rabbin. Individuals alone find it difficult to accomplish things. But if there's a tzibur has a different din in halacha and in the real world. And we'd like to have as big a tzibur as we can manage. And the more people like yourselves that are interested, willing to make a certain degree of commitment, work with us, understand yourselves. When I say understand us, what I really mean is understand yourselves. That's what I really mean. To sense a certain sense of mission, to do something for Kvod Shamayim, to reevaluate sometimes one's own behavior, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that for the few minutes that I will be speaking tomorrow night. Not tomorrow night, but Zayin Shabbos. Yotz Hashem. So, it gives an Elach Yid an opportunity for some self-analysis, for Cheshbon Nefesh, and it offers them an opportunity to connect with other like-minded Elach Yidin, like those you'll find here, who feel that it's important to join forces and do what one can for Kvod Shamayim and ourselves and our families and the tzibur and the Klal Yisrael. That's the way I look at it, like with the convention. That's the way I look at Bechlal, the fact that young people like yourselves have taken the time, the effort. Nobody's here to have a good time. People come here to learn something, to discuss, to hear, perhaps to disagree. But no one is here for pleasure. We're here for his eldest. B'chesh manefesh. That's about, I'll just give you a preview of what I'm going to say. But I appreciate you coming. I want to welcome you in the name of Aguda. It's a chizuk to me personally. Not hard to me to get around, as you see. I'm getting older in age, and the bracha of a nation like you have koyach, I say with special kavana. But the fact that there's a new dog growing up, and people identify in a positive sense that Agudas Yisrael has a long history of doing something to the people, both in the old country and here in America. And it's led by Talmid HaChamim, and nothing takes place without the Haskama. No decision is made. Nothing without the discussion and the agreement of the rabbinic leadership of Agudas Yisrael about any matter. Chaim David, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Talking about people making a commitment to Klal Yisrael. So, thank you for coming. In my own name, Yaguda's name, if there are any questions that you want to address to me, please do.
So, we had the Elam submitted questions. So.
I have 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
Pick the best one.
Take the most difficult.
Right.
Take the most sensitive.
Okay, so a couple of these are longer, but they're going to hit on a couple different points. Some of them overlap with some of the other questions. So I'll read this one out, and the Rebbe will hear from some of the points that are mentioned in the question. This is a Chinuch Bonim related question. It seems that there's a tremendous pressure on boys these days in their learning. It seems that there are many boys that falter, and Chas v'Shalom, they struggle, and they have difficulty remaining on the derech that we try to keep them on. The pressures in school and at home, and the pressures for these boys to succeed. So as a parent, what is our job to make sure the boys succeed, given all the pressure that they have? To make learning geschmack, is that an etzah? How much pressure should be put on there? What's the balance that parents should try to strike?
You mentioned the word geschmack. I've said it by Rabbi a number of times. In my opinion, that's the most important word in the Yiddish language. To raise children with a geschmack, whatever they do, particularly in Yiddishkeit, to make them feel the geschmack of Torah, the geschmack of Shabbos, a Yontif, the geschmack of mitzvahs. Chinuch is a broad challenge today, because we all realize that we're battling the street more than we were ever before here in this country. Since the Chinuch movement brought us our yeshivas, our Moses HaTorah, and young children, young boys, teenagers, and older than teenagers are being taught to resist the values of the secular world, the values that are contrary to Torah. The Pritzus, the Deus Kaisveis, to understand Vos is Ayid. And even though Agudas Yisrael is not a chinuch organization, we have Torah Mesorah for that. In some ways, we're interlocking directorates. Torah Mesorah and the Aguda. But Torah Mesorah specializes since the days of Rabbi Chaim Mendelovich. And its mission also changes. Years back, it was primarily focused on creating day schools. Now it's the quality of chinuch that we'd like to raise. Most urban communities have day schools. But as you pointed out in your question, what's between the lines there is what quality of chinuch should be promoted. And that's a very important question, because it involves understanding your own son, understanding your Talmud, boys have, and girls have to be given both chizuk and direction. Chizuk because they deserve it and need it. You're not going to get anybody to accept what you're saying unless he feels that you're out there or in there to help him. He needs chizuk. He needs to be understood, but he needs direction at the same time. So there are various ways of giving chizuk. Many kids are sent to therapy. They receive chizuk. And a good therapist will soon understand his client. But the moment you speak about therapy, you somehow feel that somehow this kid is a little bit, he's a case. He may be clinically not so well. I don't mean that kind of therapy. I mean wholesome therapy that a parent and a Rebbe can give and understand his Talmidim and his children and create in them the willingness, create in them a sense of being proud to be El Chayid. And so for this question, one can spend conventioned. And that's what we do in Torah Maseira. Have you been to Torah Maseira convention? Why do they get together there? For the sake of trying to improve our chinuch, to understand Talmidim better, to know what's bothering children today, what's needed in our society in terms of creating B'nai Torah. Not only Talmidei Chachamim, which of course is the core of the yeshiva education, but to make them appreciate what a B'nai Torah is and how they should build their lives around being B'nai Torah, Torah Jews. And for that we have a Maseira, beginning with the Chazal, coming down to us from the Rishonim, from the Achronim, and which teaches us, as I always use the phrase, Nishver Zayid, Vos Zayid. What is the DNA of Erel Chayid? How did he think? How ought he to think? When he davens and says, Atam Chaton Mikol Amin, and so on. What does that mean in the real world? So, this question belongs to the Torah Maseira Convention. But I tried to relate to it. I didn't reject the question because we're all parents of children and we would like to know how to be better parents. So it's a ganze mesechta. It's not answerable in two minutes. It's a ganze mesechta.
The Torah Maseira Convention is for mechanchim generally. So we need a convention for parents to be.
Come visit us. True, it's a convention for mechanchim because that's what mechanchim need to hear and discuss. If a manal walks into the class and the Rebbe tells him after 2 weeks after the beginning of the term, he's a good boy, he learns well, the kid's sitting in the back, that's his evaluation. That's it. And he finishes there. He's an awful Rebbe. Did you ever try to find out how was Tachas, what's underneath? As there must be something bothering him. There must be something catching him inside. Maybe he has a disability. Maybe he can't keep up with the class. Maybe there's no shalom bias at home. Maybe he comes dressed poorly. and the sense of kin is taking him over. There could be 101 reasons for why he's not learning well. You have to try to find out what's underneath. Tachas Eloi Yavarata. I told this to the boys in our yeshiva who went out to be counselors in Bein Hazmanim. When you see a kid under your charge, a counselor is a chotzi rebbe, and he's not doing well, he's not behaving, or he's sad, or he's... Find out there's probably something bothering him. But you have to make him feel that you're his friend in order for him to be able to share with you. So the rebbe has to be show Abba to tell me them those who are not doing well and find out what's bothering them. Why is he not doing well? And he may be embarrassed to say, but after a while he'll get his attention if he feels you're really his friend. Sachkanze besachte, my friend. You ask the question, it's like asking, tell me what's Bava Metzi all about? You want someone to tell you in 2 minutes what Bava Metzi is all about? You gotta learn the Mishnachta. Shnai Merzda, Dana Mavchid, and so on. You have to learn the Mishnachta. Chinuch is a Mishnachta. There are many Prokim with that Mishnachta. Yeah.
Gotten the signal from the Chaim David.
You have to go.
I'm afraid we have to go.
They're good people. I'm telling you. Don't feel insulted as to what I'm going to say. Stop being beginners. You can't afford it. We got a generation to raise, right? Children to raise. You can't sound like beginners, like maschilim. These are issues that our tzibur faces, that you have to learn and recognize they exist in the hearts of your children. You have to be sensitive and conscious and be able to chap what's happening today. How do you create a ben Torah when the stream of society is against you? He gets up in the morning, he's taking the bus to yeshiva. Who knows what he saw on that bus? He's expecting to learn a Bible afterwards. If he was nichshel on the internet the night before, because he or his parents somehow are exposed to the internet, that's baltashkes mamish. It's sakonis nefoshes. The problems that we face today as a result of the technology that has become the new satan in our... I'll just close by saying this. I'm going to tell you something, Rabbi Sain. You touched the subject that obviously you see that's not the first time that I'm talking about, because, you know why? Because this has been my business since I reached adulthood. This is my occupation. I was going to say something. I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to close with something. Yes. I still remember when Shabbos was an issue in the Frum community. And if you weren't the Shem Shabbos, you could lose your job very easily. When there were many neighbors and many cities, urban centers of Jews that had no day schools. When Kashrus was a little bit shallow. I don't remember the Schlechter Zeiten, but I remember the Shirayim of that period. And Yiddishkeit was machlal. Do these problems exist today? No. Shmita Shabbos is not a problem anymore in the workforce, I think. I hope. we have beautiful moistures in all the communities where Jews live. New York, Baltimore, Cleveland, Chicago, Detroit, Los Angeles, Miami Beach, all over. We have good moistures and good mechanchim. What trade is mechanchim? And kashrus is at a much higher level today than it was. And about a mustard buys the whole Shabbos in the store. So these are not problems like they used to be. But the Satan doesn't sleep. So the Satan imposed upon us a new Satan called technology. We talk about it, and it's overwhelming. The preachers, the Toyeba. If you don't believe that two males can marry, you're violating the thoughts of the Constitution of the United States, according to the Supreme Court. It's a different generation today we live in. We have to combat the ideology of the street, where Kairos goes. And this is why we, Lachayidin, have a battle to fight. But we've got to know that it's our mission, our shlichus, to raise our children and make them feel that we have a different way of life. We've been taught differently. We think differently. And only by raising them with this spirit, and stressing the Havdolah ben Yisrael Lohamim, and Mir Yidin the Nandash, can we succeed in building a generation that's loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loyal to our Messiah, who will be a Mir Tashem proud of themselves, and Shufir and Sachlis Hayyamim to be a Mashiach. Thank you all for coming. I won't get around it.